From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another episode of JPR Live Sessions. Joining me today in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio, out on tour in support of their new record called The RTs, is indeed the band The RTs. Hello, welcome to JPR. Thanks for doing this.
Hello. Hey,
thank
Hello.
You. Thanks for having us.
It is a five-piece from my left to my right. Jamie Eblin is here. Mike Harlan is here. Alden Harris-McCoy, Patrick Sargent, and Michael Fadham. Mm-hmm. Welcome, one and all. Is it true that you guys are all kind of conservatory musicians that just kind of happened to be in a band that played a bunch of bars early on?
yeah, we got a little liberal arts education too. We went to NYU together.
It was kind of reactionary. We were at the conservatory and we were like, I want to go to the bar instead. You know?
were you all studying jazz, contemporary music? What was the primary focus?
Jazz.
Yeah. They had a little basement for us. Well, we used to be above the old Tower Books.
Tower Records.
Or was it Tower Records? I think it was Tower Books. Anyway, on West 4th Street and Lafayette. And Sheryl Crow lived across the street and she kept complaining about the noise. And they ended up demolishing that building and moving us to a lightless basement on 13th Street, 12th and between on 3rd Avenue between 12th and 13th. We all bonded in that basement.
We had a very similar lightless basement for 50 years that we used to do sessions mm-hmm. in before we moved into this place. So early on, I was reading online that the number of members of this band was kind of accordion-like for the mm-hmm. for the first iteration of
for
it,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
Anywhere from 5 to 10 or 12, just yeah. depending on the individual gig or the season, or what was the reason behind all of that?
Well, we started the band to have a band with all of our friends at the same time. And that was 8. And we never really played gigs with a larger group than that, but if we were playing at a bar, like any other of our friends that like particularly playing the horns would come. So if you would see us at our early bar gigs in Brooklyn, there might be like 7 horns on stage, wow. which would add up to wow. like 12 people.
Yeah. It was almost like a little big band at that mm-hmm. point. Huh. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of you have Oregon ties, correct?
Yeah, 3 of us actually. So Patrick and I grew up in Portland.
Oh, right on.
And we met at jazz camp in middle school.
In Monmouth.
Yeah, Monmouth, Oregon, the Mel Brown Jazz Camp.
Right on.
And I heard there's a plaque there now.
Yeah, the exact spot that we met, yes.
It's like a tree stump, I think. I know that.
I carved our names into it with a little heart, yeah.
Yeah, it was like an A and P.
Yeah.
So I know that influences here are kind of all over the map, and some of that is just due to the fact that there are multiple members of the band, each of you bringing different things, and you had a primary course of study that was jazz and kind of like traditional jazz, which mm-hmm. we'll get to the previous mm-hmm. name of this band mm-hmm. in a few minutes. Yeah. But for what we're doing here in the studio, we've got all 5 of you, but it's really kind of pared down from the bar band on stage thing, right? We've got pared down drums, couple of acoustic guitars, yep. sax, trumpet, a lot of vocals. What do you guys want to play first?
Ooh, I think we're going to play one of my songs called Guilt.
Oh, this is the one from the record with Anna Egge, right?
Yeah,
who was
yeah.
was one of our live session guests recently. All right, well, let's start with that. This is The RTs on JPR Live Sessions.
Thank you.
My eyes are cold and cruel and bitter. Me and you, me and you. They hide their underlying you. Though I act a fool, I'm never fooling you. You just stay standing around me, staring me down. And while it hurts sometimes, I keep the hurt, I make it mine. You just stay standing around me, staring me down. And I start to feel regret for things that haven't happened yet. You just stay standing around me, staring me down. And while it hurts sometimes, I keep the hurt, I make it mine. You just stay standing around me, staring me down.
One's called Guilt. The RTs are playing live in our studio today. It's a song from their new record, also called The RTs, out on Wombat Squad Records. You can find information at theRTsBand.com. Thanks for playing, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Are you still based in New York City?
That we are.
And does everybody live there, or are you spread out a bit?
More or less. I moved to Montreal for a second. and I'm in the process of moving back, but I've been in Montreal for about a year now. And Michael, actually, he moved to Portland a little while ago.
Okay, let's talk about your previous iteration as a band. And I don't mean the sort of bar era early days, but I mean the former name that this band used to go by for quite some time, the Rad Trads. Some people might now have a light bulb going on. Oh, I've heard of them. I remember them. Let's talk about that process of evolving, I guess, beyond the Rad Trads, but also the logistics of changing an established band name after this many years. What started that process for you guys of maybe thinking differently and changing the name?
Well, we had a moment. Well, first off, we started as the Rad Trads because we wanted to play at bars. You know, there was one bar that we kind of had in mind. Basically, there were two German-style beer halls around New York. There's one called Radagast and another one called Pilsner House. And we wanted to play Trad Jazz there. So we were like, I think it was a text message from Patrick, like, I'll see you Rad Trads later, because we didn't know what to call it. And then it stuck. And we had it for, it was kind of the name that wouldn't go away. At one point, I think it was 2017, we had a moment where we were like, guys, we got to change the name because we realized that... That there were some political affiliations with radical traditionalist Catholics. And we didn't really want to have any political associations at all with the name. And then we realized we couldn't do it at that point in time. And so more recently, we had a little personnel change. We got Jamie back, our original drummer.
Hey, hey.
He's back with us from Broadway. And we decided now was kind of the time to kind of take the meaning out of the name so that we could start fresh.
Mm. I think Patrick pointed out that it was hard to go through this pandemic without looking in the mirror and thinking about what's working, what's not working, what's my most honest self. And for us, as we've continued to grow and push ourselves musically, the worlds that we're exploring, we're proud of our past. And so that's why we changed to the RTs. We definitely want to be associated with that. It's still us, but we're moving in another direction that we're really excited about, and our fans are too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there's a short answer to this, but do you have a sense of who the Rad Trads were as a band and who the RTs are as a band, and how those two eras differ from one another?
The Rad Trads were more drunk.
That's, that is the shortest
answer. We're the sober rad trads. Yeah. That's all it is.
I was also going to say sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're still fun, though.
Yeah, but fun. Tipsy sometimes.
Because you've talked about kind of modernizing your sound, bringing that out of the more traditional approach to what we're hearing now on this new record and what we just heard in our studio. What kinds of things were involved in that process of modernizing your sound?
Well, you know, I would say in kind of adjacent to that, I would say modernizing our process. We're more collaborative than we've ever been.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, we were not in the same room and everyone started sharing ideas through Dropbox and we started writing more collaboratively than ever before. That's a really big difference, I think, for to what it means to be the RTs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a point of like we had like 4 months of the pandemic where we were all spread out from each other and all our tours were canceled. We were supposed to be on tour. And it was kind of a point of like kind of despair where we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know what the future was going to hold. And then a Dropbox got started by somebody and we started bouncing them back and forth. And it was like sort of a renaissance within the band. Like we had never collaborated on songs really besides the arrangements before. Mm-hmm. And we started collaborating on songs and just sending in like completely unfinished stuff that didn't have to be associated with like the former Rad Trads band, like the high energy kind of thing that we were going for. And I think that really opened up our sound and the possibilities that we had musically.
It was incredibly inspiring to get those files and open up. It's like, what did Alden do? What did Pat send me? It's such a beautiful part of the pandemic.
I think in a way it's like we always thought that what we were missing, there are other like stylistic just developments and genres, but there was also a thing where it felt like we thought what we were missing or what's the impossible dilemma of being in a band is like having not just having a single visionary that basically tells everybody else what to do. Like most great bands are really like one guy and then everybody else executing that guy's vision to a really high level. And it turned out for us that like it was kind of the opposite of that. Like if we let ourselves get our fingers in each other's songs more and not be sensitive about that and be like, actually, you know, I wrote another verse, that song needs another verse and I wrote one, or, you know, that line isn't great or whatever, or I grabbed the voice memo you sent me and I made a beat for it or whatever and I'm sending it back to you and really getting in there and making it truly collective and that the creativity collective was, I think, the breakthrough for us, which is interesting because it was the opposite of what we thought was what we were kind of missing to really achieve a certain level of like coherence and substance to what's happening.
Cool.
And it's hard not to reflect while we're playing these new songs and going like, I don't know if this would have happened had this year, the last 2 years, you know, not played out the way that they did. So it's quite a fascinating process to be a part of.
The RTs are my guests live in the studio today. Their new record is also called The RTs. It's out on Wombat Squad Records. You can find information at theRTsBand.com. Well, let's hear another finished product. What do you want to play next?
We're going to play a song called Maryland.
Oh, right on. Now, are any of you from Maryland?
I am, yeah.
Aha. All right. That might give us an indication of where at least the early stages of this song came from.
Yep. Right on. Pretty much.
This is The RTs live on JPR.
I'm going back to my hometown. Gonna see if my old friends are hanging around. They're hanging around. Oh, they're hanging around. I'm going back to Maryland. I'm going back to Maryland. BQE to 95. Listen to the sound of the diesel sign, the diesel sign. Oh, the diesel sign. I'm going back to Maryland. I'm going back to Maryland. to Maryland. I could have kept in touch, could have been around. What right do I have to miss you now?
That one's called Maryland. The RTs are playing live in the studio today. Their new record is self-titled. It's called The RTs, out on Wombat Squad Records. You can find information at thertsband.com. It's sort of a debut record in that it's the splash, the re-announcement of you guys as The RTs. Mm-hmm. When you listen to this record, which came together through all of these voice memos and Dropbox folders and whatnot, and you worked with an external producer who helped craft the sound, does it resemble in any way what you guys sounded like just before the pandemic started? Or does it really feel like you are kind of a different band with the same cast?
Well, this record, yeah, it's kind of both. Yeah. This record got finished during the pandemic when all the voice memos were coming around. But for the most part, we actually recorded this one live in the studio just as the pandemic was hitting the
city. Just before shutdown, yeah?
Yep. Yeah.
Because I know, like, at least one of the songs from this, The River, goes all the way back to, like, 2016. It's been in your catalog, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It felt like we were kind of on the precipice. And it was funny, we had Michael's brother, John, was in the band. He was the drummer. I think he missed the first gig that we ever had, and then he was with us until really when the pandemic hit. He actually got tapped by a good friend, Sarah Jarose, to go on tour.
We know her well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's wonderful. And it just so happened that with Broadway getting shut down, and Jamie, I don't know, Jamie just like stepped right back into the band flawlessly.
Yeah, it was actually kind of an interesting, there are very few moments in life when you feel like the stars truly align, and this actually really felt, it was like, it's all, they're looking for a drummer, I'm free, I want to get back in the room with my guys. Like, it was really almost perfect. Mm.
I think it's always cyclical, you know, like sort of like fashion, things are coming back around. So it's like, when you look at it, there's always this evolution, and then you're working on this song that you're like, this is totally this like more postmodern, almost, you know, maybe the beat almost has like a hip hop vibe, but then like we're using a thing that we've always done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in certain ways, like build the song up and then bring the horns in or whatever, which is something you can hear on like our very first recording of St. James Infirmary Blues from 2014 or whatever. So it's like, it always feels like, yeah, we've totally reinvented ourselves. And I think even like we playing our show on this tour, our show is really dancey right now, and it's just a party. And that feels exactly almost like what it was like when we first started playing at bars 10 years ago. Mm. And even in the middle ground when we were learning how to write songs was like, and today this feels very like folky. And we went through like this folk rock phase that was more chill. But now, so it always is this thing where you're walking around in a circle kind of, I think.
Undoubtedly, when you go through a band name change, you take some semblance of a step back because some of your fans are going to be confused or they're going to lose track or whatever.
Absolutely.
Do you think that you might have managed to find a little bit of an easier path through that process because as the pandemic hit, everybody kind of had to reestablish their fan base all over again?
Absolutely, yeah.
That you can kind of come out the backside as, hey, a brand new band with brand new songs.
Right.
And maybe some old favorites that you might have thought somebody else played.
Yeah, I think that's right? I think that's a good point.
It's kind of a hamster wheel that trying to be a musician is, where like you get on and then you're just on for years and you're like, I can't quite catch up with what I want to do creatively because I'm just trying to make it happen. Mm. And so I think that like getting off that hamster wheel, which everyone else, as you're saying, was forced to get off, was healthy, and it didn't ultimately feel like that big of a, in that sense, we didn't feel that crushing, you know, how whatever that would have been.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know you have a tremendously long drive to do today. I'm grateful that you hopped off the hamster wheel for an hour to spend with us. The RTs are my guests in the studio today. Their new record is also called The RTs. You can find information at thertsband.com. Will you play one more tune for us?
Yeah, this one's called Never Let Me Down.
The key by the door, you can come right in. Sorry, my hands are dirty, I was just cooking.
check out the garden. You're a little bit early, the party's just starting. But you should keep hanging around. Hey, would you mind taking off your shoes? You better take a seat, have you heard the news? They're gonna retire the red, white, and blues and paint the flag. But you should keep hanging around. Cause you never let me down. You never let me down. We should call it a night, it's getting late. Don't worry about it, I'll clear your plate. We got too much wine, wanna take some home. Trust myself with it all alone. I'll call you in the morning and we'll grab a bite. Talk about, man, what a crazy night. My head is pounding but I feel alright. Ooh, boy, you sure gave me a fright. When you locked yourself in the bathroom for an hour. One point I even heard you turn on the shower. Hanging around. Cause you never let me. You never let me. You never let me down. You never let me down.
Never Let Me Down is the name of that one. The RTs are playing live in the studio today. Their new record is also called The RTs, formerly known as The Rad Trads, for those of you that might have followed them for a number of years. You can find information at their website, theRTsBand.com. In the studio, Jamie Eblen is playing percussion and singing. Mike Harlan playing acoustic guitar. Thanks, Dave Jackson. And singing. Alden Harris-McCoy is playing acoustic guitar and singing. Patrick Sargent has been singing and playing tenor saxophone. Michael Fadham singing, playing trumpet. The RTs, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having us. Great.